Wessels, Brethren. Wellington, New Zealand, May 16, 1893. Dear Brethren Wessels, I have felt anxious to write to you for some time and ask you if you could help us to build a house of worship in Melbourne. A school building will also have to be built as soon as possible. If you have talents of means, will you not help us in this work? I have already appropriated $2,000 of royalties on books to help students to attend the school. They would never have been able to enjoy the advantages of the school unless someone did help them, and as no one assumed the responsibility, it dropped on me. I carried several through the first term of school, and am paying the expenses of 6 during the present term, and the number may swell to 8. There are young men who are just on the point of deciding between the Lord's work and the world. If we can say to these young men, "I will pay your tuition in school this term," they will be placed under favorable circumstances for Bible instruction, and may become children of God, their souls saved to Jesus Christ, and themselves become workers together with God. I do so much want to see the young men especially drawn away from Satan's devices, from the special nets he spreads to catch their feet. Well, I am running this risk, making this venture, in the fullest faith of success. I expect the Lord to help these souls. Jesus has ventured to give his most precious life to save them, and we must be laborers together with him. The financial prospect in Australia is simply terrible. Banks are closed, and with them disappears the earthly all of many of the people. 17,000 have already left Melbourne. In New Zealand, there is not so great financial pressure. But in both these countries are cities in which no labor has been put forth by our people. I feel the burden of souls upon me, weighing me down heavily, but I will work and wait and watch and pray. The Lord knows what we need. He has placed means in the hands of someone to be used in building up the kingdom of Christ in the world. If the Lord has made you his stewards, perhaps you are the ones to help to relieve our necessities. Then, brethren, as the Lord's ambassadors, I ask you to help us. You may be sure every dollar will be expended carefully and prayerfully. I have invested £200 in Australia and £200 in New Zealand. It is all that I can do now, for I am carrying quite a burden of debt. But if we did not now invest our means, nothing would move. We see many things there that are encouraging. There is one lady with her daughters, all widows, who are now investigating the Sabbath question. They are called disciples. One of the daughters has a high position in the high school. We are praying for them that they may embrace the truth. Another promising case is that of a gentleman in the same church with the widow and her daughters. He has taken the signs for some time and says it is the best paper he ever read. The churches are trembling for fear these, their most intelligent members, shall be, as they say, deceived and led away by error. This city abounds in churches, but I have never visited a place that brings so vividly before my mind the prejudiced Pharisees as does Wellington. Surrounded with mountains, many of the homes are built up on the hillsides and on top of the mountains. I have been in New Zealand nearly 4 months and have spent considerable time in traveling. I have spoken 50 times and written 500 pages of letter paper. The Lord Jesus is my restorer, and I am full of gratitude to him that he has given me strength to bear my testimony to this people. The Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister, and to give his life a ransom for many. Seeking the light ourselves, and embracing the promises by faith, we become channels of light. We are none of us to seek our own pleasure or ease or honor or glory, but to walk in the light, that we may glorify our Heavenly Father in blessing and saving others. Abiding in Christ as the branch abides in the vine, absorbing sap and nourishment from the vine, we will bear like fruit, even the fruit of righteousness. We are condemned for our easy-going, hesitating way of watching for souls for whom Christ has given his life. God does not approve our sickly piety. We must so abide in Christ that we shall be fruitful in all good works.